The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a go at Fan Friday for this Friday morning with Gary on the Everton side of things. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Steve.
Hello, pal. And we've also got Jay as always. Hello, Jay.
Morning, lads.
Right, let's start off with the Reds. Where did that abominable performance come from, Jay?
I've absolutely no idea, Steve. I mean, you know, a Jurgen Klopp side to not have a shot on target is just incredible, isn't it, really? The stats were that this is the first time since 2012, I think, under Kenny Dalglish, and, you know, absolutely insanity, really, to think a team of Mo Salah, Sadio Mane and Roberto Firmino can't muster up a shot on target. And, you know, we just didn't get going, did we? I mean, we were shocking all over the park, really, and just couldn't get near Napoli. I mean, I don't even think they're that good a side, really, but, you know, in the second half, they just controlled it, and they had chances, created chances at will, didn't they? And I know we conceded so late on, and it is a sucker punch, and you are gutted and deflated, but the facts are Napoli deserved the win, and there's no complaints, really.
So Jurgen Klopp afterwards said, you've got to blame me. So why is that? Was it something to do with tactics? I've heard other people saying the team looked tired.
Well, I don't really understand that. I mean, yeah, he's taking the pressure off the players and blaming himself. But, you know, why would he change any tactics, really? Because that's not the type of manager that he is. He goes, doesn't he? You know, full throttle in every single game. And Liverpool press, that's just the way we play. We can't really alter our style. Maybe we can alter the shape of the team. And I'm hoping that he'll do that on Sunday against Man City. But, you know, in terms of application and how he sets the team up to play and how he sends them out with the mentality to play, I mean, he's never any different. So it was just a really, really poor performance. And as you quite rightly say, we looked really tired. I mean, maybe the Chelsea game took a lot out of Liverpool, but I still think, you know, we're in October into a new season. It was the 10th game of the season. We shouldn't really be looking tired at this stage. And we did look very leggy, didn't we?
Fatigue shouldn't be an issue. And given Liverpool, you know, having got to the final last season against Real Madrid, and they probably will go through this group stage. Let's get it right. They probably will. But it does feel a little bit of a downer, doesn't it, to lose a game like that in the group stages, partly because of what they achieved last season.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back to last season, it was probably a little bit of a freak, wasn't it? Because we hadn't been in the Champions League for a while, and we took to it like a duck to water, didn't we? And we were great, and we went all the way, and it looked like we were going to win the competition. And, you know, this season's going to be a little bit tougher, probably. You know, this group is really difficult, isn't it? I mean, Napoli has, they've already beaten us once now, haven't they? But luckily enough, thankfully, we have beaten Paris Saint-Germain, and Napoli did draw away at Red Star Belgrade, so that's a bonus. But we just have to now win these two games against Red Star. I mean, you know, Paris Saint-Germain put six goals past them, so that shows you what, you know, they're not the best, are they, really? So Liverpool have got to be getting 6 points in these two games against them now.
Gary, what lessons have been learnt from the defeat to Southampton?
Don't change the side, Steve.
At all?
Well, you know, he will have had to have made one or two, but to make seven changes was just ridiculous. You know, he was talking up about consistency the day before the game. Most Evertonians took that as being he's going to play a full-strength side or as close to a full-strength side as possible. And obviously that didn't materialise. And to make that many changes, I mean, that trophy, we've never won it. And it's the easiest of the... Well, we've only got a chance of winning two, haven't we?
It's the most accessible, isn't it? Yeah.
It's the most accessible. And the only one we've got half a chance in, because, you know, the other teams do make massive changes. We can't afford to make that many changes. We haven't got the depth in the squad to make that many changes or the quality. So, you know, it's very disappointing. And every Evertonian, you know, I heard what Ped said on Wednesday, and he's absolutely right. It's absolutely awful that he made that many changes, because we come in off the back of a good victory 4 days previous and first clean sheet of the season. And you go in expecting a little bit of continuity sort of moving forward and think, right, okay, let's go on a little bit of a run here. Didn't happen. You know, and it's poor.
It's disappointing. Ped also said it was the first strike against the new manager. I get where he's coming from. It sounds a little bit more malicious than it is. But he's saying it is the first sort of cross against his name. He's made a mistake there.
Yeah, he has made a mistake. There's no getting away from that. Whatever his reasonings behind making that many changes, I don't fully know. You know, he came out and said that, you know, he fully expected that team he put out to be good enough. But, you know what, it just wasn't. And that it was a mistake. And I understand what Ped said. You know, hopefully he will learn from that mistake, because, you know, this changing of the goalkeeper even, I mean, I don't know if that's written into goalkeeper's contracts or what, that you'll get a chance in the smaller cup competitions, but why change the goalkeeper for the start? You know,
I think if managers are ruthless, they just don't, do they? They just tell the reserve keeper, you're the reserve, you're just going to have to wait till he's injured.
Absolutely.
But he did a lot of question marks on that. Jay for Liverpool, and they head to the Manchester City game looking for a bit of a revival of form. And of course, last season, that 4-3 thriller, you had Liverpool playing explosive football. You need their tempo race significantly.
Yeah, I think it's massively important for Liverpool to start quickly on Sunday against Man City, because, you know, as we've seen in the past, we can blitz them, and when we do, you know, it's game over. My concern is we've had a really tough week, haven't we? And as we've just said before, we looked really tired in midweek, and who's the last team that you want to be playing at the weekend after a tough game in Europe in midweek, Manchester City? Because the reason being is they see a lot of the ball, don't they? And you're chasing shadows quite a bit, and I just think Liverpool needs to make a few changes. And for me, I want Shaqiri to start, because I just think going up against City, you've just got to go toe-to-toe, fight fire with fire, and just see what happens. And, you know, it'd be highly unlikely that we'll keep a clean sheet against them, because they are so good. They've got players all over the park that can hurt you. And I just think we need to put it on their toes and just see if they can contain us. And as we've seen in the past, they've come over Anfield before a few times, and let's hope that's the case again on Sunday.
So who would you replace with Shaqiri?
I think really, I mean, if it was up to me, I'd go 4-2-3-1. I'd put Shaqiri in the hole a little bit behind Firmino, but with the idea of they can interchange, because he can go on the right-hand side, Salah can come inside, or Salah can go up top, and basically Firmino can drop deep. And I'd have two sitting in midfield. Probably would go with Wijnaldum and Henderson, purely because I think Milner's looking a little bit tired and maybe needs a rest. With what happened with Keita in midweek, I mean, who knows whether he'll even make the matchday squad. You know, it's a relief that it's not in serious, but I think it'd be a massive surprise if he started the game. I wouldn't really be playing Fabinho in a game of this magnitude, because he's not really settled at the club yet. So, you know, they're the options you've got available, and that's just the way I'd go with it. I just think if you play Shaqiri, Liverpool's midfield's quite predictable, quite rigid, when you've got Wijnaldum, Henderson and Milner. I just think Shaqiri's got that little bit of stardust about him. He's got magic in his boots, and he can score a goal out of nothing. He's quite creative, and, you know, let's just go for it, and let's go toe-to-toe and see who comes out on top.
Whatever the manager says, Mo Salah's clearly got a problem at the moment. But is it just Mo, or is it all three of them up front?
I think when, you know, they haven't clicked yet at all, and Salah is probably the one that's the most out of form, and I do think it's a confidence issue, not just necessarily because he's missing chances, because he's still getting into some good positions to score. I do think he's got one eye on his injury. I mean, if you think back to the shoulder injury that he got in the Champions League final, he's never really had a rest, has he? Because he was rushed back for the World Cup with Egypt, and, you know, at the end of the day, he could need surgery on it. I mean, when he takes his top off now after games, can tell there's still an issue there. He's got some form of strapping, or, you know, like a plaster on the area of where that he injured, and it's obviously affecting his confidence, because he doesn't seem as strong this season either, holding the ball up. The ball's bouncing off him, you know, he doesn't like the contact, and I do think it's concerning, and it's a confidence issue with him, and, you know, he's the one that's struggling the most. I mean, Mane started the season really well, but I think his form's dipped a little bit, and Firmino's sort of like got a little bit of form, scored a couple of winning goals against Tottenham, Paris Saint-Germain, and he's just dipped a little bit as well. We just haven't clicked yet, and let's hope we can click on Sunday.
Yeah, they all rely on each other. So from Liverpool's front three to Everton's front three, would you change things around, Gary?
I probably would, Steve. I'd probably go 4-2-3-1 with Everton. I'd have Bernard on the left, Walcott, Sigurdsson in the middle, and Richarlison up front, and give Tosin a bit of a, you know, a break, just to see how the Charlton operates as the central, the focus up front. So that's what I'd do. I'd give him a chance up front. I think he's sometimes wasted on the left, to be honest with you, with his pace and that. So we've got a replacement there in Bernard. So my choice would be Bernard, as I say, on the left, Walcott right, Sigurdsson behind the striker, and Richarlison up front.
I think most Evertonians want to see a lot more of Bernard, don't they? He's an exciting little player who's clearly a class above. I think Tony Scott said before, he's almost got more intelligence, game intelligence, than the rest of them. He reminds you of one of those Arteta figures who's just a little bit classy on the pitch. So let's hope we see a lot more football from him. How's it going to turn out this weekend, Gary?
Oh, it's a tough game, isn't it, Leicester? Leicester away. I mean, they're hitting a little bit of form, aren't they, Leicester? Puel's got them playing pretty well. You know, can't say I'm going into it with confidence. I think if we'd have not made as many changes Tuesday and come away with a victory, I'd have been a lot more confident. But you know what? We are capable of going there with the right side. We are capable of going there and bringing something back. And, you know, I wouldn't discount a victory, to be honest with you.
Score is?
I'll go for 2-1, Everton.
Jay's going, that's my score. Jay, would you take a draw now?
No, because the reason being, it's at Anfield, and as I've said on previous weeks on the show, that, you know, when you play the top teams, a draw's okay away from home, but you've got to beat them at Anfield. Mm. And to me, I just think we've got to win the game, especially because we haven't won a game now. The last three games, we've struggled. We lost 2 out of 3, and, you know, we drew the other one, and it's difficult now, really. We need to get 3 points. We need to win and go top going into the international break. And I just think there's going to be goals galore, because you put Liverpool and Man City together, you're highly unlikely to get a 0-0, are you? And if you remember back to last season, I actually predicted 4-3, and that's exactly what happened. So this time around, I'm going to be a little bit more cautious, but I can only see goals, and I'm going to go for a 3-2 Liverpool win.
Love it. As long as they don't lose, that's all I'm thinking. Boys, thank you very much indeed. Jay, Gary, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All the best, lads.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.